under that railroad bridge. And yes, sometimes they just miss the stop sign. Sometimes they try to make the curve. The truck that ran into her house was just going full bore into her house. The incidents that I'm describing here may or may not have been reported to the police. They certainly didn't appear in the report to council. But we've witnessed them. We live here. We know. Betty Lou does not feel safe in her house. And how could she? Here's some photos of the kitchen damage that was done. I think Charlottesville wants to make its city a safe and accommodating place for its senior citizens. And here's a clear case where you city leaders can make a choice. If you're concerned about this senior citizen and her right to feel safe in the home she's occupied for 70 years, please act now. Make Franklin Street one way going south away from her house. And prohibit cut-through truck traffic, as you have prohibited it on Park Street and Locust and Brandywine and Greenbrier and many other neighborhood streets in the city. Safety and the other serious issues of cut-through traffic on Franklin Street addressed by others tonight will not be solved by voluntary truck restriction. I think you all get that now. I shudder to think how it might have been if Betty Lou had been sitting on her porch when that truck barreled into it, or if she'd been making a cup of tea in her kitchen, or if she'd been going down her front walk to pick up her newspaper. Would we still be discussing the need for this change? And is that what we're waiting for? Please, safety of citizens over convenience to business, needs of the neighborhood over those of cut-through traffic. Thank you all for your time and for your service to our city.
Okay, thank you. Chris Carter. Is Chris Carter here?
Yes.
Okay. Donna Shaughnessy.
Hello, I'm Donna Shaughnessy. I live at 1003 Birdwood Road. Actually, I originally came when we saw the article in the paper this morning because at Jaunt, we're down in Hogwaller, and we come through that way. So we were a little concerned about not having northbound access. In light of all the stories we've heard, I think it's not such an issue for us. We do use that path to get to the Mary Williams Senior Center from Jaunt, and also. When we're required, as you know, to operate even when there's snow by federal law, and taking Franklin is the only non-uphill way to get out of our little downhill part of of town. It's not a huge issue. The Public Works does a great job of plowing and putting us at the head of their list for plowing to make sure we can get out of there. But occasionally we do have to go that way, and that's our only way in and out when traffic is difficult. So that being said, I'm not here to oppose it. I just wanted to throw out those two issues from our point of view. But I'm taking off my John hat and putting on my Donna Shaughnessy biker hat. I bike back and forth to work, and I would like to be able to go both ways through Franklin because I go that way because there's less traffic, and otherwise I'd have to be out on a much more dangerous road. So if you do make it one way, can you put up an exemption for cyclists, please? That's my request. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Okay.
Hi, my name is John Sanak. I live at 1403 Chesapeake Street. Just very quickly, I wanted to reiterate Laura Covert's point earlier that the request to designate Chesapeake Street as one way, it's not trying to push, I'm sorry, I live on Chesapeake Street. Franklin Street, one way. We're not trying to push all the traffic to the Carlton neighborhood. We feel that it'll create half the traffic will be going up Carlton, half the traffic will be able to come down Market Street, and it'll be a more equitable distribution of the traffic. Thank you.
Okay.
Allison Ewing, 1900 Chesapeake Street, very quickly. I'm the former president of the Neighborhood Association, and we had a meeting about a year ago on traffic calming, and the neighborhood voted overwhelmingly in support of turning Franklin into one way. So I just wanted to say that the neighborhood is sympathetic to those, very sympathetic to those people who live on or near or are affected by the kind of traffic coming to Franklin Street. And the other issue is that the neighborhood has a problem with our industrial neighbors, and we